nonprofit navigation. Thanks to guests on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy doing great things at Grand Valley State University under the leadership of my next guest, Terry Behrens, Executive Director. Good morning to you, Terry.
Good morning, Shelley. Good to be with you again.
Yes. Seems like we might do this particular topic on a yearly basis, most likely in January, when it comes to looking ahead and looking at trends. So I'm seeing that you are releasing the 11 trends in philanthropy out and about. This is your fourth year, Terry?
That's right. This is the fourth year we've done this. And we issue this report to highlight what we see as important ongoing developments in the sector. And we really hope this report provides insight into what's happening in the sector for anyone who cares about it. And, you know, really we're all interacting or impacted by the sector in some way. But as you see these emerging trends, it might influence who you give to or what kinds of issues you want to give to.
Yes, and obviously when we say sector, you're talking the sector of philanthropy.
The sector of philanthropy, that's right.
Which you know and, well, yes.
And we define that as including the whole sector, both foundations and nonprofits.
Many in West Michigan, right?
Absolutely.
Terry, let's get into our conversation. There are 11. We could go back and forth, but I'm going to zone in on a basic question of what are some of the trends we should be watching?
Okay. Well, you'll see some of the trends are really related to things that you've been seeing in the news. So increasing critiques of big philanthropy, focusing on sort of the ethics of big donors. The increased use of data in the sector is another trend. People coming together and using big data to help influence what happens in communities. We're seeing changes in who's working in the sector. Millennials are now becoming the largest group in the workforce, and that brings changes. We're seeing increased attention to things like the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. We're seeing more consolidation and collaboration. We're seeing changes in how corporations think about social responsibility and how they give. So those are some of the highlights. Some of the trends are related, talk a little bit more about, are some that your listeners may have been seeing in the news. climate change, for example. We're all kind of breathlessly watching what's happening with tornadoes, earthquakes, fires. And nonprofits are really at the front lines in addressing climate change. They are responding to crises. You know, we're all familiar with the Red Cross and emergency services agencies that jump in when those kinds of issues come up. We're also seeing nonprofits having to address climate change as part of other work that they do. For example, nonprofits who focus on health are now having to confront the tropical diseases that were formerly just tropical diseases moving farther north and thinking about how to respond to that. So there's, we can go into that in a lot more detail, but just the highlight that we've seen nonprofits really at the, and foundations really at the forefront in how we tackle climate change.
And as I look at these 11, you've been assigning, I mean, yourself, you are responsible for several of these trends, but you delegated out to your staff, such as Juan Olivares, Tori Martin, and more. Is that the how these all come together?
Well, so we actually bring our leadership team together and talk about, from all of our perspectives, what do we see as the emerging trends?
Neat.
And then people write about the areas they have the most knowledge and passion for. So we have a group of staff who are very engaged in the work of the nonprofit and foundation world and really bring their deep expertise to this as we start thinking about what the trends are and writing them up.
Staying local with the conversation, Terry Behrens, how do these trends actually relate to the work of the Johnson Center and in Grand Valley?
Well, for one thing, we do a lot of professional development for both nonprofits and foundations, and these trends really help inform the professional development work that we do. And another specific example, our community data and research lab has developed tools to help nonprofits and people in community use large amounts of data to look at issues of equity in their communities, as another example. So it really informs everything we do. Our And we hope that we are helping influence some of these trends through our work.
Nice. Are older Johnson Center trends reports still available?
Absolutely. You can get the previous year's reports at our website at johnsoncenter.org/trends. Next year will be the fifth year of doing the trends, so we'll take that as an opportunity to look back and see how those trends have held up over time.
Nice. Terry, if we had a little time left, would you dig into maybe your co-author of the Millennials in the Nonprofit Workforce present Challenges and Opportunities? You touched on this. Tell me.
Absolutely. So we're seeing, there's a lot of stereotypes out there about the millennials, but there's actually research that shows that millennials are looking for something different from their work experiences than previous generations. And as I mentioned earlier, millennials are now the majority generation in the workforce. So there's research that shows that millennials are really looking for more work-life flexibility. They are looking for organizations where they have an opportunity to learn and advance into leadership positions and where they can see a path to that. And they really want workplaces that value quality and the contributions rather than, time sat in your seat or time in the office. They want flexible work that's really going to make a difference. And so we're seeing nonprofits in particular who may not be able to meet the salaries of the private sector, perhaps have a competitive advantage in being able to offer some of those more flexible working arrangements.
And you want to touch a little bit more on climate change?
Sure. So we talked about, I mentioned earlier, the roles that nonprofits play in responding to climate change and in how it impacts their other core work. We also see nonprofits really at the forefront in creating innovation to help address climate problems caused by climate change. So, for example, Wetlands International did some work to restore peatlands, which are really important in trapping carbon dioxide in the environment. And they did some work in Russia, actually, where they've developed some techniques for helping restore those peatlands. Nonprofits have been at the forefront in developing solar energy and helping get it into rural areas, developing portable solar energy infrastructure, et cetera. So they really are at the forefront in addressing it. And then finally, the philanthropic sector really is supporting advocacy and education work around the impacts of climate change, trying to help government and other leaders understand and address the impacts.
Great. Any of these trends surprising to you with your expertise and your experience, Terry?
Well, I think many of them are things that we have seen coming. I think the one that has really come out of the resurfaced again, I would say, in kind of somewhat surprising ways, is the trend about tainted money and tainted donors. As we've seen some of the really high-profile donors, the Sacklers and Epstein, they've been involved in some very questionable activities, and if not proven to be downright illegal activities. And as we look at, is the money that they earn doing these maybe socially unhelpful work, what's the role of nonprofits in accepting that money? Is the money tainted in some way, or is it cleansed by the process of being used for good works? And I think there's some real issues around that surface periodically. And as we have the greater concentration of wealth and more big donors, we have to start asking ourselves more questions about, where does the money come from? Was it earned creating problems that nonprofits are then trying to solve?
That's ongoing. But until then, the trends are available for our perusal. How do we find out more information, Terry?
You can go to our website, johnsoncenter.org/trends, and all 4 years of reports are available there.
Thanks to you and your team for this release. Terry Behrens, Executive Director, Johnson Center for Philanthropy. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Take care.